Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining me here today now is Elizabeth Nesham. She is the Special Projects Director with the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Say, I was noticing you guys have a couple of fun events coming up here shortly. Let's start first with the All Breeds Cattle Tour. That looks like it's the 32nd annual one.
Yes, it's our 32nd annual All Breeds Cattle Tour, and this year it will be in the Dickinson area, October 5th and 6th. It's a Friday and a Saturday, and we have a great lineup of purebred seed stock producers to visit their ranches.
Great. How many plates? So it's a two-day event. How many different stops are you making, and what will people be seeing?
We are making 11 different stops that will feature 14 different producers. They will see anything from Angus to Galvey to Hereford to Red Angus. It's going to cover 6 different breeds of cattle.
Oh, wow. And this is a big bus tour, right? You hop on a bus and go check it out, or how does that work?
Yep, we have a bus that can hold 55 people, and then there's kind of a caravan of people behind us that choose to drive their own cars. People are can get on the bus and ride with us all day, or they can go from stop to stop making their choice. And then we end night one with a big banquet dinner.
Oh, nice. And how can people get registered for this?
They can register by calling the North Dakota Stockmen's Association at 701-223-2522, or they can email me at enesham@ndstockman.org. And if you register by September 27th, you are entered in to win our pre-registration prize, which is a vaccine cooler from Cross 5 Cattle Coolers.
Ah, it's a really nice cooler, too. I saw what you guys had. I think it was on social media. Pretty cool.
Yep, if you want to check it out, it is on our social media, our Facebook page, and we did a whole Facebook Live video of the unveiling of that, and so it's really cool.
Yeah,
check it out.
I think that's what I saw. That was cool. And then do you mostly have, is it mostly the same people that come back every year on these tours? Do you have different people every year?
We get some of the same people willing to come back every year, but since we travel around the state, it takes about 10 years to cover the state, we get a lot of new people, and so that's really nice to see them and kind of highlight the different breeders. That's really cool to do.
How do you decide, how do you select where you're going to go and what breeders are going to visit?
We kind of have a schedule that we follow. There isn't really any, like, district outlines, and so, like, last year we were in the Bowman area. This year we're in the Dickinson area. Couldn't really tell you where we're going to be next year, but kind of follow a little bit of a schedule. It kind of shows you on our website the host cities for the last since 1987, and so you can kind of look and give a guesstimate of where we'll be.
Okay. Do you have another event coming up here shortly?
We do. We have our Tomorrow's Top Hands Beef Leadership Summit, and that is open for ages 15 to 20. And so we have a really good lineup of speakers that we are really excited for this year.
Great. And when is that?
That is October 18th through the 20th. It is also headquartered out of Dickinson this year.
Okay. And how do participants get registered for that? What should they know there?
All of our registration materials are on our website, or they can contact us and we can send them the registration materials.
Okay. And is that something you do every year as well?
Nope. This is every 2 years. Okay. And this is our third annual Tomorrow's Top Hands Beef Leadership Summit.
Oh, very good. So why do you recommend someone join in on that?
So this covers anything from, this covers a really wide array of beef leadership topics. So it's high energy, power packed. We kind of go anything from leadership development to ag advocacy to motivational speakers. We do a career prep thing. We do some tours around the area that we're doing. And then we do really team building activities, kind of get to know the people that you're with because they're from all over the state and you may not know them in your everyday life.
That sounds exciting.
We're really excited for it.
Very good. All right. Anything else we should know at all here today?
No, I think that's good. If they have any questions, they can just call the Stockmen's Association and we can answer any questions.
Very good. Elizabeth Nesham, the Special Projects Director with the North Dakota Stockmen's Association. Thanks for your time today.
Yes, thank you so much.
Stick around. Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. You're listening to Ag Central.